members of the Seattle-based alternative rock band Minus the Bear have been together since their early 20s. The band is now celebrating its 10th anniversary in a tour across the United States by playing every track of its first full-length album, Highly Refined Pirates. Singer and bandleader Jake Snyder says the group has never played some of these songs in a live performance.
And because a lot of them we don't play often, and we would present it now 10 years later as, you know, 30-year-old, you know, mid-30s guys as opposed to mid-20s guys.
And bass player Corey Murchie says it has been more fun than the group expected.
You know, there were a lot of, you know, it's a 10-year-old or 9-year-old record at this point. Feeding off of that energy from the crowd has been pretty amazing.
And you're also visiting your youth. What do you see in that?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, try not to dwell on it too much and try to live in the moment now and just actually appreciate that people have come along with us for the ride, too.
Critics have praised the band's fourth full-length album, Omni, for its balanced blend of alternative rock and hook-heavy pop music. Snyder says striking that balance is half of the fun.
Like the challenge of marrying different ideas from different genres of music and trying to have them end up as pop music.
As with their other albums, Minus the Bear recorded Omni in their own studio in Seattle. But for the first time, the group members brought in a seasoned producer. Their choice, Joe Ciccarelli, has had great success in the past 30 years, shaping the sounds of many other alternative and pop rock bands.
It was good. It was an interesting experience. It was humbling, and it was completely different and difficult, and the beginning of the record, the recording process there was really interesting and really successful, getting the band sound on record.
In the 10 years since Minus the Bear began working together, internet and digital distribution of songs has changed the music industry. Murchie and Snyder say the band members are learning as they go.
It's definitely helped, you know, for a fan to go be able to look up a band and be able to basically access their full catalog before they ever have to buy a record is pretty big for the consumer of music. They can decide whether they want to or not.
And it's hard to say, over the past 10 years, growing with the changes that the music industry has gone through, what would be different if it was the same? Like, if would we have this kind of fan base if there wasn't access to music digitally, or would it be bigger? You know, it's hard to say, but like, it's a lot more exposure than, say, the radio or passing cassettes around in high school. It's just instant. Yeah.
Jacob Snyder says Minus the Bear's talent for innovation is the result of five different brains working together. And Corey Murchie says the group never set out to have one particular sound, but even with the changes from one album to another, there is still a common thread that runs throughout the band's work. Ben Omnategi, VOA News, New York. I got your mind, I got your